are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hey, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hey guys, I'm Kendall.
I'm Annette.
I'm Alex.
Yo, I'm Hunter.
And we just learned a new song, didn't we?
Yes.
It's all about prayer.
I know that you are there, Lord. And you hear my prayer, Lord. I never have to fear, 'cause you are all.
Well, today we're going to talk about prayer.
It's talking to God.
Why would you want to talk to God, our Father?
God can help us.
He comforts us.
He wants us to pray to Him.
We want to tell Him how great He is.
We want to tell Him when we have done something wrong.
Philippians chapter 4 says, "The Lord is near."
Do not be anxious about anything,
but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
And in the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Ephesians 6 says, Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Matthew 6 says, "And when you do pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men."
When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen.
Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans,
for they think they will be heard because of their many words.
Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
God wants us to pray often, and He wants us to tell Him what's on our hearts and in our minds. You know, some people feel uncomfortable praying. They feel that other people can pray better than they can, or their words sound all mixed up, and they don't want to make a mistake, and they worry about what other people will think. But God doesn't need us to sound like an expert when we pray. He just wants to hear from us. And you know what? He always listens.
The best example for praying that God has given us is His Son, Jesus.
Jesus knew the importance of praying, spending time talking to His Father.
He sometimes would go off to a quiet place and pray.
He urged His disciples to pray.
The night before He died, He prayed all night long.
He cried out to His Father for help.
He prayed, "Not my will, but your will, Father."
Why is it so important to say, "Not my will, but your will," when we pray? Miranda?
God knows what's best for us.
Exactly.
It's an expression of humility to show God that He's in charge.
Very good point, yeah. And Kendall?
Mm-hmm. We're acknowledging that we'll be satisfied with whatever God chooses us to do.
Very good. It is so important to stay close to God. And when you're close to someone, you talk to them, right?
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Sometimes you talk to your friends on the phone, or you talk to your friends at church or at school, or talk to your grandparents because you want to stay close to them and find out what they're doing. Well, in the book of John, chapter 15, Jesus tells a beautiful story of the vine and its branches.
God is the gardener.
Jesus is the vine.
And we are the branches.
What happens when a branch breaks off from the vine? Mm-hmm. Aaron?
It falls on the ground.
It falls on the ground, and what happens after it's on the ground for a while? Does it stay looking really pretty?
No.
What happens to the leaves and the berries and the fruit that might be on it?
It gets rotten.
And so we really need to stay connected to God our Father through Jesus, the vine.
God wants us to stay connected to Jesus so we can grow.
Stay close to Him.
So we can live. Along the way I'm growing.
What an amazing Father we have. He's always there for us to hear our prayers. Let's pray to Him now.
I know what we can do. Some people can pray for admiration. A couple of people can pray for confessions. Some more people can pray for thanks. And a couple of more people could pray for supplication.
Now, supplication might be a hard one for some kids to know what it is. What is it, Sarah?
I don't know what it is. That's what I was going to ask.
Kendall, why don't you say that?
When you're praying for other people.
That's right.
Asking for help.
It's when you're asking God for help, and God can help us, and God wants us to pray for others. I think that's a great idea, Kendall. So let's divide it up. Who wants to give some prayers of adoration, exclaiming to God, telling God how wonderful He is and how holy He is, praising God?
God is faithful.
He sure is.
He's the Alpha and the Omega. You, Lord, are the way, the truth, and the life. You're the Lord of Lords.
The King of Kings.
Your name is wonderful.
You are omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent.
That's right. How about some prayers of confession? Lord, I know I am always falling short. Each morning I wake up, I try to say that I am going to do things the way You would want me to do, Lord, and there are just times and I just fall so short. Please help me, Lord, and I pray that You would give me strength to see my mistakes and learn from them.
I'm sorry for being mean to Rachel today.
We pray that You'll help us to sin less.
Let's do some prayers of thanksgiving.
Thank You for watching out for us.
Thank You for letting us have enough money to buy cool things like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Thank You for protecting us.
Thank You for loving us even when we do wrong.
Thank You for saving us.
Thank You for being our sacrifice.
Thank You for these wonderful children, Lord, and for the many ways they bless me and bless so many. And now we lift our prayers for others up to You, Lord. We really pray for this country and for our new president. We pray that people would turn to You and look to You first.
Please help people around the world in Africa to get bug nets. Please help a friend with special bones to get better.
Please help the persecuted church.
Please help the people who don't know Him.
Please help my dad who has TMJ.
Please help Natalie, Miranda's sister's back to feel better.
Please help my grandpa while he's grieving.
Please help the missionaries around the world.
Please help our family because it was a hard time last year in July.
Lord, we thank You for the way the children have shared their hearts today, and we thank You that we can always come to You. We know that You're there to strengthen us and to give us courage, and we know that You're there to help us through the hard times in life. And we praise You, and we thank You, and we want to just rely on You for every day that we live. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you will come back and visit with us again.
And remember,
take some time every day to talk to God.
He wants to hear from you.
See you next time.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.